Welcome to the deep dive. If you've ever, felt a bit stuck with one AI tool, or maybe just frustrated by coding assistants that kind of take over your screen, well, today we're looking at something that might just change that. We're diving into OpenCode. It's an open source AI coding agent built for the terminal, just launched this year, 2025. Our goal here is to really unpack what makes it interesting and maybe why it feels different.
Yeah, and I think what's really worth exploring is how OpenCode could actually reshape how we interact with AI day to day, especially for developers, but maybe for others too. It's pointing towards AI being more deeply integrated, more hands-on, something that works with you, not, at you.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What exactly is OpenCode? You said open source AI agent lives in the terminal.
That's right.
It also has some specific technical points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a native text user interface, a TUI. For those of us spending our lives on the command line, that sounds, well, native. Like, it belongs there?
Exactly. A native TUI means it's not just some pop-up window layered on top. It feels like the terminal itself just got smarter. Zero context switching.
And it supports multiple sessions. What does that mean in practice?
Multiple sessions. So imagine you're working on, say, debugging some tricky code in one session, but you also want to brainstorm some ideas for a new feature, maybe with a different AI model. You can do that in another session, another window. All right there in the terminal.
Okay. So you don't break your flow.
Precisely. It's designed to keep you in the zone.
That integration sounds really appealing. But let's talk about the AI itself. You mentioned it's model agnostic. What does that really unlock for someone using it?
Right. This is, I think, where OpenCode really stands out. Model agnostic means you're not tied down. You're not stuck with just one company's AI. You can use models from, Claude, OpenAI, Google.
The big ones.
The big ones, yeah. Or even local models, ones you might run yourself on your own machine. And the flexibility that gives you is huge. Think about it, choice, control over cost, maybe data privacy concerns, or just using a model that's particularly good at one specific thing.
So you can pick the best brain for the job, basically.
Exactly.
And this isn't just a theoretical benefit. We looked at a user review from Sanvi, who gave it a 5.0, perfect score.
Uh-huh.
Sanvi said, and I'm quoting here, "I love that I can plug in any model I want." Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
They also described it as super responsive and smart without being intrusive. That phrase, without being intrusive, really caught my eye. How does it manage that? Is there a risk it's too hands off?
That's a fair question, but I think Sanvi's other comment really hits on this. They said, "It actually feels like coding with a helpful partner in the terminal."
Mm.
Think about what that means. A partner doesn't constantly interrupt or dictate. They're there, available, intelligent, ready to help when you ask, or maybe offer a suggestion at the right moment.
Like a good pair programmer.
Kind of, yeah. It's designed to be supportive, not overwhelming. The control stays with you. It's not trying to take over the keyboard.
Right. So you can imagine, as a user, having this AI assistant that just fits. It adapts the tools you already use, slots into your environment, and gives you that smart support without, making you change how you work.
That's the core idea. It bends to your workflow, not the other way around.
Okay, so let's quickly recap. The core value of OpenCode seems to be this combination.
Mm.
It's open source, it lives right there in your terminal, and crucially, it gives you the power to choose your AI model, making it feel like a really personal coding partner.
Absolutely, and maybe to leave you with something to think about, if we zoom out a little. Consider this trend. Model agnostic, deeply integrated AI. How could that change things beyond coding? Think about any specialized work where you need smart help right there without it being a disruption. Finance, research, design, maybe. It makes you wonder, what other areas could benefit from this kind of seamless, almost invisible, personalized AI where the tech just feels like an extension of what you can already do?